This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County Libraries reopened to the public this week ahead of most library systems in the state. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Mesa County's eight libraries do not look the same as they did when fear over the coronavirus closed them in mid-March. There's less furniture, sneeze guards have been installed, and everyone is encouraged to wear masks. Spokesman Bob Kretschmann says despite the changes, many patrons are happy to be back and keep telling him the same thing.
I want to hold a physical book again. I love real books. Even though they've had access to the online books the whole time, they want to see those words on paper and turn a page.
Kretschmann says all of the library's programs, like story times for kids, will remain virtual, and in-person events won't resume until at least August. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Schools in Westminster plan to reopen in the fall for full five-day in-person school weeks. Officials say they will be taking health precautions, and they say they know it may bring some new COVID-19 cases. The board says remote learning isn't good enough for students, the teachers aren't equipped for online teaching, and that too many students don't have access to the internet. In the state legislature, a bill to end some tax breaks for businesses and high earners has the support of majority Democrats. It would bring the state nearly $300 million, mostly to fund education. Business groups are against it, and Governor Polis says he'd prefer a tax cut for all Coloradans. Colorado weather is mostly sunny, with temperatures getting warmer day by day through most of the week. This is CPR News.